Shmuz from Revolva from Tavshin Yud Zayin, 1957. Quotes a piece from Rav Dessler that Rav Dessler said. He seems to understand that Rav Dessler was grappling with the Rishonim. The Rishonim, many Rishonim spent a large amount of time using Aristotelian philosophy to prove a Kadosh Baruch Hu's existence. Rai is this way, Rai is that way, and they held that was a mitzvah. Chavos Avos holds that's a mitzvah. Da'as l'kevicha, pasuk da'as l'kevicha. It's referring to philosophy. It's clear from the Gemara. The Gemara seems to be very much merachik that the approach of philosophy. So why would the Rishonim use such an approach? So Rav Dessler suggests, and he answers that each generation has its avodah zarah, and the process of yichud of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, the proof of Kadosh Baruch Hu, the yichud of a Kadosh Baruch Hu is to take that yetzer hara, which is the yetzer which the generation is grappling with, and to overcome it, deny it, and go beyond it, and say that it's not true, and a Kadosh Baruch Hu is echad vis-a-vis that. So, in a world which grappled with avodah zarah, the Yichud Hashem was to say that to deny of a Zora, and Miyachal Kadosh Baruch Hu through that process. In a world where that was gone already, the Yitzhar of a Zora was gone, but Aristotle reigned supreme, and Aristotle, with his process, was questioning the existence of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. The mitzvah of Yichud Hashem, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, is to overcome that process and use that nisoyan and allow that person to come to the awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu above and beyond that. He says, we come to the 1900s. Aristotle is like, you know, has been thrown into the trash heap of history. Like nobody, you know, except for the real diehards, who like to show that they're intelligent, you know, they read Aristotle. Aristotle was once upon a time was Aleph Beis of the sciences. Now, like, who reads Aristotle nowadays? You know, like, who needs Aristotle? Says that's not the yichud of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. The challenge of our generation, he says, is the tiber for Elam Hazeh. The yichud of Kadosh Baruch Hu is to overcome and show how we can use Elam Hazeh for a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Elam Hazeh also belongs to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Philosophy also belongs to Kadosh Baruch Hu. The different elements of Avodah also belong to Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Dessler says. He wants to take that a step weiter. And he says that if you look at the ism, which reigns, which holds sway in his time, he's talking a few years after Dessler was lifted, but I'm not sure when Dessler said the Shmuz. It was the ism of Geula. Right? We found independence. We found freedom. Right? Those were the years of the 50s and the 60s were nation after nation. All the colonies were being given their independence. And that was going to be like the new wave. The world would be a better world when all of Africa got its own independence and the third world countries became the independent countries. And all of the colonies, the British West Indies became, right? And they got the land that the Jews got Israel. You know, now that's going to reign. This is going to now be the wave of the future. This is going to be the progress of the future. This is going to give us now the solution to the world's problems. And the Yichud of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is to show that take that process, understanding that that's not going to do it. That's not going to do it. The same way, philosophy will not, the philosophy of the world will not do it. We have to take that philosophy itself and find the HaKadosh Baruch Hu through that. We have to use Geula, the process of Geula, to find the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, when a person takes one of these items and gives it a value of its own that detracts from Yichud Hashem, and a person understands that all this is just a hechatimsa to bring us to the awareness of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's Yichud Hashem. So a person perceives that having an independent land for the Jews in the land of Israel is a value of its own, That's a steer to Yichud Hashem. The person understands that that's just a hechatimsa to allow us to thereby come closer to the awareness of a Kadosh Baruch Hu and the avoidance to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's Yichud Hashem. I think against this backdrop, you understand the fight which was going on for the neshama of Klal Yisrael, which at the creation of the state of Israel, Medinat Yisrael, right? That was the fight which was going on. The fight was going on that these people claimed and said that the problem for the Jews is we do not have an independent land. The reason why the nations don't like us is because we are this strange Bria that wherever we go, we do not absorb into the nations. And we shouldn't necessarily absorb, but we're weird. Right? So we need to have a land. We have a land, we'll solve all the problems. Herzl originally, so Britain was, you know, said that's a great idea. He went to the British and they said, we'll give you Uganda. Right? And he said, okay, well, I'll accept Uganda. The original plan of Herzl was that we'd make a Jewish nation in the country of Uganda. That was the original plan. Came along Natan Birbaum before he became a Baal Tshuva. He was one of the main ideologues of the Zionist movement. He says, you're never going to fire the imagination of the Jews to follow you to the Uganda. You know, it's just not going to work. So push the British for the land of Israel, because that Lamaisa, you know, that's Zion, you know. But very hard to make Zionism, Ugandanism, like, it doesn't have the same ring, you know. It's not going to fire up the imagination of the Jews. But if you say Zion, Zion, you fight for Eretz Yisrael, they'll follow you there. So that's what he did. And he got to convince, eventually they convinced the British, we're going to get this land. And that's going to solve all the problems. And they believed in this to no end. They believed in this to no end. They believed in this to the extent that during the Mochama, where there was potentially possible the ability to bring Jews, save Jews by bringing them to Eretz Yisrael, and pushing to do that, and some of the leaders of Zionism said, no, we don't want that, because we don't want these old, worn-out, Gaulish Jews. We want the new pioneer Jew, which is going to build up the land of Israel. And you'll wither and you'll die, and out of that will emerge a better state. This is what they said. They believed in this to the point that they decided that they need to create a mindset in the land of Eretz Yisrael. This is the goal. And they're going to now go and poison the minds of the Jews which live there. And if the Jews who live there withstand them, they'll kill them. So Dr. Dahan, who was a Frum Yid, was part of the old Yishuv, but he was also a Gewaltiger writer, and he was a person who just stood up to them, they had him murdered. That's how much they believed in this. They were ready to give up their Gatz and Neshama for this belief. The Gedolim of that generation recognized that this is not just, you know, it's a good idea that Jews will be safe in the land of Israel. That's not the deal over here. The deal over here is we're going to create a new approach to how to save the Jews. A new approach to what's important. A new approach to the definition of Klal Yisrael. They fought a tooth and nail. And even after the state was created, so there was this trend of Machloikis, whether the Frum Yidden should take part of the state or not, because of this issue. So Satmar said, it's Maisa Satan. There's no way you can take part of it. The Bristers came along and said that there's no way we could give them any power over us in any way, shape, or form. So we will not take any money from them. We'll not take anything from them because we can't allow them. Because by doing that, we're giving them the upper hand in defining what it means to Jewish people. The Gedolim from Agudas Yisrael said, we have to deal with the reality on the ground that they're there. The original approach is that we would not become part of the government, but they would partake of elections, and they would make a representative, but they would not take part, at that point in time, Avodah was the party of power, right? The leftist, Avodah, it wasn't the anyone to get anybody from the Haredi world to become part of the government anyway, so it wasn't such a problem. you know, until Begin came along, it was a relevant point. Begin spent 30 something years being part of that position. La positia, as they say it in Hebrew, right? Right. So that, because we can't give them that recognition, because they have created a vision and a value of geula, which is a geula which is not true. There's Ramban, which is some chumash is printed at the end of Sefer Bereishis. Some chumash is printed at the beginning of Sefer Shmos. And Ramban says that Sefer Bereishis is the Sefer Yetzirah, and every ma'aseh which takes place in Sefer in Bereishis is a ma'aseh of a similar bottom. It's creating the realities which will play out in the generations to come. Sefer Shmos is the beginning of that expression of those realities, and it starts with the Golus of Klal Yisrael. And that's why, even though we've already counted the names of the Shvatim earlier, but we start again with the names, because this is the moment when the Golus started. And it goes through the process of that Klal Yisrael is not considered, they're considered in Golus until they're Chozer Lim Kaimon. That's Lashon Rabban. He says, that's why the Sefer does not stop, Sefer Shmois, the Sefer of Geula, does not stop after Parshas B'Shalach, because until they go back to Milas Avosom, which the Ovis had the Shechina on their tents, and Milas Avosom is retrieved through going to Har Sinai and building the Mishkan, and the final psukim of Sefer Shmois is that the Kvod Hashem Aleihas HaMishkan, Va'oz Nechshuvu Geulim. You hear Ramban. The Ramban says they're considered garlim because they're not bim kaima, because they're adayin heim b'midbor be'eretz lo lehem, be'eretz lo lehem b'midbor nevuchim b'midbor. They're in a land which is not theirs, lost in the desert. So you can't call them geulim yet because they're not bim kaima. But now that the Shekhinah is back, they're called geulim. You told me the problem is that they're not bim kaima. The Ramban says. And they're Be'eretz Lo Lehem, Nevuchim B'Midbor. But now that the Shekhinah is there, they went back to Milas Avosom, Bo'oz Nechshuvu Geulim, said the Ramban. Means Klal Yisrael's definition of Mokim, we find ourselves, our reality is in the Torah. Our reality is that we are rooted in the Torah. That's our reality. Geula is the process of a human being going back to his roots, going back to his source. So, Mitzrayim, when they're not in Mitzrayim, what makes them Mitzrayim is going back to Mitzrayim. Italians go back to being Italians when they're back in Italy. Jews go back to being Jews when they're in the Torah. Doshtet and Rabban. And that was the fight. We are living in this man of Ixos de Mashiacha. We're living in this man which is Geula, and they're presenting two Geulas for us. There's one Geula, this is the Geula, this is the vision. We're going to create a land, we're going to create a division. Right. Understand this sugya. You understand the issue which is right now in Eretz with the draft. Right. Shivu Netel, everybody should take bear this responsibility. Now, I'm not talking about the emotional issue, right? But my wife, we have cousins which are very close with her, which are Maftalniks. There's sons that served in the army, the grandsons that served in the army, you know. And cousin says to me, you know, like, her son served in the army right after Oslo, when you had they were shifting everything over to the Palestinians, so you had dual patrols between an Israeli soldier and a Palestinian soldier. So these two guys are walking and spending the nighttime patrolling together with the guy with the gun next to you. was in a Palestinian. He says one of his friends didn't come back. The Palestinian says, like, you know, this is stupid. I got an Israeli right next to me. Let's kill him. That's what he did. So my cousin for 6 months didn't sleep. Is her son going to come home alive? I talked to her about, you know, well, you guys, she's sitting in yeshiva, you know, but it's, you know, she's not going to get it. It's not, there's an emotional issue, she's not going to get it. But that's beyond the emotional issue, because, you know, 90% of politics nowadays is based on emotions. But that's not the issue. The issue is it correct to give a Medina which has defined the reality of Jews, of the definition of a Jew is because we have a land, control and the power to decide what is right and what is wrong for the world of Torah. They're taking their false geula and defining that. This, we're going to define what geula is. So Chinuch Atzmoy was created by the Gedolim. Says the government says we'll pay something. That's fine. It's your business. How much you want to pay? Right. But we're Atzmoy. We're independent. So right now there's a deal in Eretz Israel about the education ministry wants to have to make standardized testing. And some of the Haredi school systems have accepted standardized testing. As a matter of fact, they actually have done better than the Chiloni testing schools. Chinuch HaTorani has accepted it. Chinuch says, we refuse to accept it. He said, because you're scared with it. He said, we're not scared with it, but you're not going to tell us how to run our schools. We cannot accept your shlita over Torah. Now, how do you deal with the fact that you're living in a land? It's a difficult question. How do you look at that there are responsibilities to the land? Difficult question. But you have to understand what the question is. 99.9% of people don't understand the question. We're fighting for the neshama of Klal Yisrael. What is called geula? What is the definition? What does Mashiach mean? What are we waiting for? We're waiting for a world where we define ourselves that there's nothing but the Torah. When Mashiach comes to Bright Side, we're going to sit and learn the whole day. What do you guys don't want to learn? It's a problem. You guys, you can't sit in base medicine for 2 hours straight. What are you going to do when Mashiach comes? You'll be doctors? We don't need to. Go ahead and be the doctors. The Goyim will take care of everything. A Yid? Yid sits and learns the whole day. That's what Mashiach means. You don't like that? Because it means you don't want Mashiach. Good, we'll talk about it. We have to understand the picture, Rabbi Isai. There's nothing greater that means a Jew, there's nothing greater for a Jew than to sit and be connected to the very Olam. That's the definition of a neshama of a Yisrael. That's our makom. And so we said, no. You need to how to integrate into society. Don't tell me what's important. Yes, are there Jews who are in society? Yes, there are Jews in society. Are there Jews who have talents in many areas? Yes, they do. Are there some of these Jews which are going to lose along the way if we push this because they can't handle it? Yes, we will. And that's a decision which we have to decide. Is it worth it or not? There's a letter from Rav Dessler. Rav Dessler has a letter which he spoke to Rav Chaim Brisker. He brings a letter that Rav Chaim Brisker sent. Do you remember to whom? To who it is? He quotes a letter. Rav Dessler, a letter quotes this letter from Rav Chaim Brisker. They asked Rav Chaim, why don't the literature world follow the model of the Germans? I picture the literature world was our rosy picture. From this 70 years after the Churban, was this nice rosy world over there. It wasn't. The majority of the literature were coming off the Derech. They were involved in different isms. Germany, as much as they lost in the Reform, was gaining. You having Yidden coming back, you created a term, Derech Eretz Mahalath, it gave room for people to be comfortable. So Rav Chaim Brisker writes, 100% true, but there is no gedolim which will be produced by such a mahalach. You can't produce gedolim by such a mahalach, where everything else is an option. and we spend X amount of time during the secular in Akibdus Kedarlim. And what's Klaisa going to be without Tamid Chacham and without Kedarlim? We're going to be lost. Yes, we will lose people along the way, but that's our decision we have to do. So Reb Chaim Ritzker writes. You don't like it? Okay, we have to stand. It wasn't. Oh, we didn't notice that people that can't handle this. We recognize that, and we're doing it anyway. And so people will lose, and we're accepting that fact that we will lose neshamas. But that's what Klal Yisrael needs. So we're holding on the cusp of Geula, of Mashiach, and we're sending a message to our tzibur. Tzibur Rabbeisai, we are the people of Torah. That's what we are. And when Mashiach comes, that's what we're going to do. And we define ourselves by Torah, nothing else. Therefore, nothing else is acceptable. Will you lose people? Kids can't handle it? Yes! Well, the devil don't understand. The devil don't get it. We're smarter than them. You are fools! If you think you're smarter than the Gedolim, you don't get it. You don't get it, what it means that the definition of a Jew is not, is he's rooted in Torah. I can't handle it? Good, it's a problem. But don't redefine a Jew. It's not because in the army they'll be exposed to foreign culture. After Gius Bonus, good, so the next time Gius Bonus, because he's passed Yarva Yavra, Gius Bonus. The girl should go into the army. He says, look, share it, Lumi. What's wrong? National service? Us or Gomer? Because you can't give the shlita over a girl to the government. The girl belongs in her father's and her mother's home. And a bachur also does. A bachur also does because that's the makom which is teaching a person the definition of a Jewish Torah. Yeah, I understand that. Again, there's bachur which can't handle that. They can't sit and learn for 12 hours a day. They can't sit and learn for 5 hours a day. And they're bored, and they're doing things that are wrong, and they're hanging out in the streets, and they're getting involved there. Yes! But do you understand the Shaila? Do you understand the Chaimer, the Indian? Do you understand, as a Gadol looking at this and saying, what's our choice? To say that there's another option, but Torah? When we're holding by the cusp of Mashiach, maybe we can't do that. Maybe that'll be Ma'akav Mashiach for another 100 years. Who do you, how do we know? It's a tremendously difficult Shaila. We're finding what the definition of Geula is. We're coming to the night of Pesach, saying we're sitting by the night of Pesach. We're celebrating freedom. What does freedom mean? Hello, Avdei Hashem. We're going to switch masters. That's all we did. That's Geula. Geula is we switched Paro to Kadosh Baruch Hu. I'm not in the mood to get up for davening. Who cares if you're not in the mood to get up? When Paro was your master, you got up for his work. You're an Eved Hashem. Get up. I'm not in the mood. What does it mean, not in the mood? Learn. I'm not in the mood. I didn't ask you in the mood. You're an Eved. Geula is, well, we can do whatever we want. Let's have a good time. No, it isn't. Geula means you found yourself. You're free to be what you are. What are you? You're a goof or you're a neshama? What are you? What's your definition? What's the definition of a Jew? What are you really? You're a chelikul kamimau. You're a neshama walking on this land. Who its real desire is to connect back to Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's why you're never going to be happy. Whatever you do, you're never going to be happy. Unless you find the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Nowadays, the watchword is normal. Balance. He's a normal bacher. A bacher learns 16 hours a day. He's not a normal bacher. He's like a weird bacher because he learns 16 hours a day. A normal bacher knows how to relax. Who decided that? Who decided that that's the definition of right and wrong? Well, who made us balabatim on that decision? Oh, that's a person I'm comfortable with. I can because he doesn't scare me. Okay, fine. Say it like that. There's tremendous yisoid in avoda and midas. When you say the emes and you recognize you're not ready for it, good. So at least you know what the emes is. The one thing you'll be there. But if you fakrum the emes, you're stuck. But it's much more comfortable to frekum the emes because it's very comfortable to walk around saying I'm doing something wrong. You can't. We can't handle it. Morale says this. Because you're connecting something back to its roots. You're being made all the emes of what the reality is. The reality is, I didn't say it, he said. That's the source. I'm connected back to my source. Our source is a Kadosh Baruch, our source is Torah. Now, again, I'm not asking if you go to an individual person and the God will appoint a person. You know what? He, under his circumstances, there's a Peltic Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara says a person who's Mavatim in the Torah, Shalom, the Tzarek, is Mitzchai ben Nafshay. What's called the Tzarek? Each person has his own definition of the Tzarek. Truthfully. For one person, the Tzarek, Bittul Torah, the Tzarek means he needs 5 hours a day of downtime to be able to learn the rest of the day. For one person, means he needs to work to have that Menuchas and Nefesh to be able to learn. That's his tzarech. For one person, means he should be learning, and he's not. So it's not the tzarech. Each person has a different definition of the tzarech. Fine. But you have to remember, the hanukkah we're starting with is that there's no option. The definition of a Jew is learning Torah. The definition of a Jew is he's rooted in Torah. What's your tzarech? You better find out. You better find out very quickly, because it's very negay. Because raising Mitzchai ben Nafshay. There's other chishbonos why the Dalim are concerned about it. We had an interesting conversation about the Siddur Friday night, talking about this topic. I'm trying to point out that Eretz Yisrael, you know, America is like live and let live, moderate, you know. Eretz Yisrael, everything is Issur D'oraisa. It's either it's a mitzvah or it's Issur D'oraisa. There's like nothing in between. Like, you know, it's Arkas of the Masana, the Gemara says. It's Gzeres Hashmad. You know, the shoelaces should be green. You know, I don't care. Gzeres Hashmad, Issur D'oraisa. You know, that's how we're taking it. We're taking it that the fight right now is for the definition of the neshama for Klal Yisrael. And every time that you give an inch means you're giving somebody who has a definition of Geula and tachlis of Chaim, the tachlis of the world, is Olam Hazeh, over the Torah. You can't give an inch. You can't budge. Very difficult. I'm not saying it creates a very black and white society, and reality is human beings live in gray. It creates a very difficult society for people. It doesn't mean it's wrong. We said for America, we say, you know, if they just understand the American model, they would, you know, life would be much easier over there. They'd get it right. I'm not convinced that I think there's some fairly intelligent Tamil Chacham over there, fairly intelligent Tamil Chacham, who didn't say hold like that for a reason. It wasn't like, you know, if they would have come and asked me, they would have got it right, you know. It's a scary thing. And Reb Chaim Brisker said, you will lose people along the way. There's karbonos along the way. And it's a painful thing to see karbonos. And what's the eitzah? I don't know. Reb Chaim Brisker didn't give us an eitzah. He gave a psak. There will be karbonos along the way. And he said, that's correct, he said. That's a mind-boggling Reb Chaim Brisker. I think of all the Reb Chaim Briskers you said, I think it's the most daring statement that he ever said. He says, I'm saying up front, we're going to lose the neshamas out of Klal Yisrael, so they will fall out and lose, go off the derech. And that's acceptable, because we don't have another choice. So mind-boggling. Rudessa quotes, since Chayla Gimel, Rudessa quotes this prime. So all of us who learn of Chaim's Torah, from Chaim Brisker's all around, and we're good enough. So this from Chaim Brisker's also. So Chaim Brisker on the Torah. So we're answering about life. The most important Chaim Brisker we're going to have. The definition of Klal Yisrael is Torah. The definition of Geula is that we're rooted in Torah. That we have a Shekhinah on our tents. The obvious didn't live very laid-back lives. Chazal say that the Ovis ran in front of Kadosh Baruch Hu like a suit running in sand for three parsim. You can't run. It's hard to run in sand. It's hard to run in sand because it's not solid. You have no spring. It's digging each time you dig in. You go for a foot. You go for 2 feet. You go for 100 feet. 200 feet. Three parsim. 12 mil. 24,000 feet. 5.5 miles. Run like that. But they kept running. They kept running. They kept running. It wasn't easy. That's the Shekhina, which is on Klal Yisrael. Elokei Avraham. We say in Marv, Elokei Avraham. Elokei Yitzchok. Elokei Yaakov. That's my God. A God of human beings, which are moiser their nefesh for Kadosh Baruch Hu. They're moiser their whole being to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And most of all of their desires for Kadosh Baruch Hu. B'chol levavcha u'b'chol nafshecha. Whatever your nefesh is, your desire is. I'd rather eat right now. I give it to Kadosh Baruch Hu. I'd rather sleep right now. I give it to Kadosh Baruch Hu instead. I'd rather hang out right now. I give it to Kadosh Baruch Hu. B'chol nafshecha. Your moser nefesh. Your moser, your desires to Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's Elokei Avraham. That's the God you're calling upon tonight to help you. You want hatzlacha, you want parnasa, you want refuah, you want geula. You're asking the Elokei Avraham to do that for you. Are you ready to be an Avraham? Are you ready to give up? And we're going to sit and judge that the Gdel and Ritzel don't get it, because we understand better than them how society should look. Maybe they do get it. Maybe they are Moshe Nefesh. Maybe the people who spent the Yom and Laila not eating and not sleeping to understand the Rosh's Torah. And they understand the centrality of Torah to our lives. And the centrality of Torah to us, wherever we are. That's the only way you can define a Jew is through Torah. And from that definition, from that understanding, they said, this is a fight for the Neshama of Klal Yisrael. This is a fight for Mashiach. Is a fight for is it going to be a geula be'emes or not a geula? This is a fight for olam hazeh and olam haba. It's a fight where we're going to define ourselves. We have olam hazeh. We also learn Torah. She must be modern Orthodox already. You know, we want to have both worlds. You can't have both worlds. Chazal have said it already. You can't have both worlds. The Avos Olam Hazeh and Olam Hazeh cannot dwell in one heart together. And if you love Olam Hazeh, you don't love Olam Haba. And a Jew loves Olam Haba. That's it. That's the message. That's the fight. And someone doesn't get it. He doesn't understand. He's not rooted in the Torah. He's not shaft to the Geula. That's what it means. Geula is going back to your roots. Our roots are Torah. Person doesn't get it. He's not part of the Geula. It's, you know, it's black and white. And we love gray. And it's black and white. Our decision, we're going to sit by the Seder. 2 weeks from now, we're going to sit by the Seder. One night. And we're going to say, Halo Avdei Hashem. Baruch Hashem. I'm so excited. I'm an avid Kadosh Baruch Hu. I'm so excited that I'm willing to give up my desires, my dreams, my understanding for Kadosh Baruch Hu's vision of what a Jew is. A Jew is a neshama, a Jew is Torah, a Jew is mitzvahs, a Jew is ruchnis. I'm ready to do that. I'm ready to do that with my gantz and neshama business.